Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast. I'm your host, Lenore Bowles. Today we're talking about relentlessly pursuing our dreams. So I talk about messy action sometimes, and this is something that I did not coin. I got it from my coach, Cara Barone. And, you know, it's definitely something that I 100% believe in. And I'm always talking about confidence and healing from a bad relationship. But once you're on the other side of healing, I think a really important step when you're coming over that heel and you're about to, you know, start living the life that you really wanted, and now it's time to start thinking about what the future looks like for you as a single person. Pursuing your dreams is so vitally important, and it's something that I absolutely believe in. And it's something that I definitely take seriously, because without having goals and dreams and desires beyond healing, I would probably still feel like I'm not truly healed, because all of my attention was on the healing process, right? So went through a bad relationship. We all know that. Started healing, but an important part of that healing process was starting to pursue some dreams that either developed over time as I was healing, or that I had forgotten about because I was living in this bad, toxic relationship and environment. So taking the time to actually figure out what you want is so important. And it's something that I think you should absolutely pursue. Now, this can be anything from writing a business plan, actually starting that business, writing a book, starting a blog, you know, starting an Instagram account where you are detailing your daily life, or, you know, I've recently started following all these plant life Instagram accounts, and I am so in love with them because it's something that I have fallen in love with recently. And, you know, I'm turning my house into a mini jungle, and I'm really passionate about that now. And so there is a lot of opportunity out there for you to do any and everything you want to. The only thing that is holding you back is you, period. Now, relentlessly pursuing your dreams, that is the name of the game. And I think because a lot of us feel like we need to be perfect, or I'm not ready to do this, I can't launch this, or I can't write this book, or whatever the excuse that you've given yourself, maybe because you want it to be perfect before you start. And it doesn't get perfect until you start. And it doesn't get perfect at the beginning of starting. It takes constant pursuit of the dream and the goal for you to start building on those skills. So what do I mean by that? So messy action is just that. The actions you need to take today to show up for yourself in pursuit of your goals, period. So that doesn't mean you have to have a pretty Instagram layout. You don't have to have a fancy website to start a business. You don't have to have all of the things that you believe you need to have to start. All you have to do is take that first action and start. It's going to be messy in the beginning. It's going to probably be ugly. The point is that you started and you are moving toward the goal. That's it. So what does that look like? So let me tell you a little bit about my starting my coaching business. So in the beginning, I thought I needed a fancy website, and I thought I needed professional headshots, and I needed my website to be perfect, and I needed to pay for Facebook ads, and I needed all of these things to be successful. That is not true. What I needed was to show up consistently for myself and for my clients. And that's it. And once I understood that I just need to take those actions, however I am, is all that I need to do to start moving towards my goal. So I wanted to be a coach and I really wanted to help as many women as I could recover after a bad relationship. That was the goal. How can I empower women to recover? Period. That is the only thing I wanted. And so that's not about a fancy website. That's not about perfect headshots. What is it about? It's about showing up for my clients every single day and really just empowering them to take back their life and start moving towards being more healthy, being happy, healing from the bad shit that happened to them. That's it. Now, of course, you'll have a website down the line, but the point is to get started, it is taking that messy action. And for me, that's showing up however I am. So if you go back and look at my Instagram videos, there are videos on there where I will say, y'all, I'm having a bad day today, because that is reality and that is who I am. And showing up and showing you that not every day is perfect is how I'm being more authentic and how I'm relating with more people. I think a lot of the times people think that you have to be perfect on Instagram and you have to be perfect on Facebook, and they take 100 pictures before they actually post it. And you know, I've done that too, where I don't want to post the ugly picture. I want to post the one where I look perfect in it. And I think that's really human nature. But I think when you're trying to pursue a goal, we get so caught up in trying to be perfect that we don't actually do anything. And so this can look like you researching and researching and researching whatever the thing is. So if it's starting a blog, you may Google and read 1,000 articles and watch 100 YouTube videos and still not feel like you're ready to start. And the messy action for that, in my opinion, would be just write the first blog post. It's not going to be perfect. You know, this podcast is a perfect example of that. When I first started this podcast, I did not have a professional mic. I did not have fancy software. Actually, I still don't have fancy software. My recording software is free software I found on the internet. That's it. And it's not something that is perfect and pretty from the beginning. The goal was to start a podcast and to create a space where I can empower women on my own terms by sharing my story and sharing the stories of others. That's it. And you know, I could have waited until I had enough money to go and hire someone to do my intro and outro music. And I could have waited to hire someone to edit my audio every week. I didn't want to do that because I knew that it would take a lot longer for me to be able to afford that than to just move towards the goal. And so for me, that goal is to start the podcast. So what did I do? I used a headset that I had. It literally was just this Logitech headset. Put it on. It has a little mic on it. It's not perfect. So if you go back and listen to the first couple of episodes, it's not perfect. And the sound quality is not amazing. And I don't care. The goal was to start the podcast, and that's what I did. I started the podcast with what I had at the time. Now, eventually I did get a professional mic, and you know, it's still not the highest quality mic. I got the best mic that I could afford at the time, and you know, I may or may not upgrade in the future. For now, this is doing perfectly well, and honestly, I love it. The quality is a lot better than it was, so hopefully you guys can hear that on this episode, but the point of all of this is it doesn't have to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. How do you get perfect in pursuing your goal? You constantly pursue the goal. But in order to do that, you actually have to start. And that will be messy and it will not be pretty and it will feel like you are terrible at it. Who gives a shit? Keep doing it anyway. Seriously, you have to pursue the dream. And so, you know, I talk a lot about confidence and all of that, and making choices. And, you know, there is another side to that where setting goals, especially when you're pursuing a dream, goal setting is so important. And so I'm not going to talk a whole lot about goal setting. if you want to know how to set goals, it's very simple. There's 100,000 ways you could do this. I want you to figure out which way works best for you. But I think the most important part about goal setting that a lot of people miss is the check-in. So checking in on your progress. And I think because we set a goal 6 months or 6 weeks or even a year ago, that we forget to check in and we forget to reset that baseline for what have we achieved so far and what do we still have left to do to hit the big goal that we've set. And so a lot of people can say, well, my goal is I want to be a millionaire. That would be amazing. I would love to be a millionaire. But that can't be the only goal. So what I need to do is I need to set benchmarks between where I am and where I want to be so that I can actually hit the goal. And I think sometimes we set the goal so large and so big that we kind of psych ourselves out of actually achieving the goal. So yes, being a millionaire is a fantastic goal, but you can't say, I'm working this 9-to-5 right now, making $60,000 a month, and I want to be a millionaire in 6 weeks. Is it possible? Sure. I'm sure people have done it, so I'm not gonna say it's impossible. I will say it's very difficult to do that without actually setting attainable goals. So just saying I want to be a millionaire in 6 weeks and not actually setting the benchmarks to get you there. So what do you need to do today and tomorrow and next week and 3 weeks from now and 4 weeks from now and 5 weeks and then 6 weeks to actually hit our goal of being a millionaire. So it's the benchmarks and resetting our goals that is missing a lot of the time. So sometimes we set that goal so high that we kind of just lose our way. And so we give up on it because it seems so far away. So yes, set your big lofty goals. I am all about big lofty goals. For me, my big lofty goal is to quit my job and do coaching and helping and empowering women full time. That is my big lofty goal. But I can't go quit my job tomorrow because I have to be able to replace that income, right? So what do I need to do between now and quitting my job to ensure that I am on the right track and I'm on pace to actually hit that goal? Okay, guys, I'm so excited. This is a new segment on the podcast, and this is Ask Lenore. So on Ask Lenore, it really is just questions that I've received on Instagram or via email, or, you know, even in person, I get some of these questions, and this is an opportunity for you to ask me any and everything you want. Now, I won't promise to have all the answers because I don't have all the answers. A lot of what I do, actually 99% of what I do is self-discovery. Honestly, you are the driver in this seat, and I am here to help guide you on the path to healing. I can't tell you how to heal. I can only tell you what has worked for me and what I've seen has worked for other people. But that won't always work for everyone. So just understand that everything that I give and ask Lenore is all in an effort to help, never to hinder. And these are all my opinions, things that I believe would work, or that I've seen work, or that I have personally experienced. So let me pull up the first question. So this question, of course, you will always remain nameless. How do I get my family to support my business? I'm a chef, and I believe that I can start a catering business, but my family tells me that I'll never make it. Well, now, this isn't my own personal opinion, so this may sound a little harsh, but you got to stop telling your family and friends about your business, period. Do the thing. Set your goals, set your benchmarks, and actually relentlessly pursue that goal. You absolutely can be a caterer. I believe it. If you are a chef and you're doing well as a chef, you can certainly start your own catering business. The thing that holds us back a lot of the times when we're starting new businesses is we believe that our family should support us. And when we don't get that support from our family and friends, we kind of feel down on ourselves and we lose confidence in our own abilities. Now, you've proven yourself. You are a successful chef. Why does the opinions of other people matter? And that sounds very harsh, and I'm sorry for that. Actually, I'm not sorry. Why the hell does it matter? Who cares about their opinions? They're not helping you. They're not doing it for you. And honestly, they prove that they're not going to support you. And that's okay. There are some people in our lives that will not support us, period. And this is something that I've experienced where I've started a business or I've done a thing or I've had an idea and I didn't get the support from the people that I believed would have supported me. And you know, it's hard to accept the fact that there are people around us that claim to love us that won't support us. And honestly, they probably do love you. And I won't doubt that. They do love you. The problem is they have their own limiting beliefs that they believe about themselves that they are putting on you. And so it's not about you. I can almost guarantee it. And honestly, I don't know these people. I don't know you, but I can tell you. It's probably not about you. It's about their own limiting beliefs that they are now putting on you because they don't believe that they would have been able to do it. So why should you be able to do it too? You're not going to be able to, right? So in order to move forward, we have to keep our mouths shut. Go about the goal. They've proven themselves to be pessimistic, right? So they don't believe in this dream that you have, but you do. And I guarantee you there's a bunch of people in your life who do, or there's a bunch of people online. I can guarantee you there are 1,000 people online who are rooting for you and who will root for you and will support you without any need for anything. They're just there to support you. And that is what I have learned. So I have started coaching. And it's something that for a lot of my family feels very uncomfortable because I'm talking about topics that are very uncomfortable. And so I have gotten feedback that I shouldn't be talking about that. And I shouldn't be spreading my business. And I shouldn't, like, this is not something that you should be talking about on the internet. Well, it's my story. It's my business and it's my choice. And so what I've done is I've stopped sharing that part of my life with them. So I'm not saying to cut them off. What I'm saying is stop sharing with them. I still share with you guys and I still post, but I don't directly share the details of my coaching business. I don't share the details of my post online. I don't share any of that with the people that do not support me. And that's okay. They have the right to have their opinion. I have the right to not listen to it. And so once you get to the place, and it really takes a lot of confidence building to be able to do this, and it's going to be difficult in the beginning, but just don't engage them when you're talking about starting your catering business because they've already proven that they don't support you. You can absolutely start this catering business. I 100% believe that. So what I want you to do is I want you to pursue that goal relentlessly. Go after it. And once you start posting, start your Instagram account and start posting pictures of your food. You can do like meal prep videos. You can do, I don't know, time-lapse videos of you like chopping things up. I don't know. You can do a whole bunch of things and use those hashtags and you will find your tribe who will love and support you just because you're amazing at what you do. So just because these people are not people that you see every day and it's someone that you interact with online, they are still your tribe. And those are the people that you share good news with. And those are the people that you do it for because you will have the people in your life who just aren't going to support you because either they don't want to or because it's you or for whatever reason. And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of this. So do the damn thing. You can absolutely do this. I look forward to seeing it. I cannot wait to see what this turns into. Like, I really want you to focus on starting this catering business because this could be amazing for you. Absolutely. Don't let these naysayers like talk you out of your dream because it's too big of a dream for them to understand. It's too big of a dream for them to dream. It's not theirs, it's yours. All right. So the next question is a little bit longer. Dear Lenore, I was in a bad relationship, much like yourself, for a couple of years. I've been single now for a year and a half, but I don't know how to let go of my hurt. I find myself constantly looking at my ex's Facebook page and getting upset when I see him commenting on other girls' pictures, and I don't really know how to get past that. I'm so hurt because he cheated on me and verbally abused me often. I really love this guy and I thought I would spend the rest of my life with him. We planned to have a family together, and then it ended badly with a huge blowout and the police being called. I know that I can't be with him, but I can't move forward either. How am I supposed to forgive so that I can start living the rest of my life? So that is a lot. And thank you for reaching out. I appreciate that, that you trust me to kind of guide you in this. And, you know, there's no right or wrong. The most important part to moving forward is severing that tie, though. So you have a bond with this person, and you're going to have to completely sever that in order to start healing and moving forward. So you have got to unfollow on all social media. That means blocking their screen names, their handles, whatever you want to call it. You have to forget all of that. And I know that that is hard, especially if you still are in love with this person. But you said it yourself. You know you have to move on. You just don't know how. And the first important step is actually acknowledging that you're stuck and you've done that. The next step is blocking. So when I say block, I mean block on everything. Block the cell phone number on the phone. Block email addresses. You can block email addresses now. Block all Instagram, all social media, Twitter, Facebook, everything. There's a lot of social media out there that I'm not aware of. Really just make sure that you are not following your ex on anything. And the reason I say block and not just unfollow is because when you block, you can't even search for these people anymore. And that's what you need, because you have to stop the temptation of searching and seeking out information. You are done, and this relationship is over, and it was abusive and it was toxic, and you should not go back. So protecting yourself is the most important thing right now. And so to do that, you have got to stop looking. You've got to stop upsetting yourself. So we don't want you to be upset. We don't want you to feel like you're constantly being victimized by the posts that they're putting out there. And then you just really have to make the decision to heal. And this is the toughest decision you're going to make, but it is the most critical. And honestly, a year from now, you will be so thankful that you blocked on everything and that you decided enough is enough and you want to move forward. You will have to forgive your ex for the trauma. You will have to forgive yourself for the trauma. And that's probably even more difficult than making the decision to move forward. But again, it's very critical for you to do. So I really just want you to understand that you can do this. It is hard work, but you are up for the challenge. You have got this, and you don't have to go it alone. So find someone that you can confide in. Start doing the work. Again, I talk about forgiveness letters all the time because they are the thing that actually allowed me to start moving forward. I had so much negativity and resentment that I was incapable of moving forward. I had to forgive my ex and I had to forgive myself in order to even start doing the work necessary to heal. So you have to forgive. And I know it's difficult because I've been there. I was at the point where I was saying, I hate this person. And hate is such a strong word and one that I don't use lightly, but I felt that way. It was burning deep at the pit of my stomach. And I knew that I did not want to feel that way anymore. And honestly, you probably feel that way too, where you are done. Enough is enough. Stop following your ex on social media. Block them on everything. Make the choice to forgive and actually forgive. And remember, I have a lot of information out there on how to forgive, so we're not going to go into that. Go watch my forgiveness video on YouTube. Go listen to my episode on the podcast about forgiveness. There's 1,000 ways to forgive. The most important part is to actually do it. Forgiving all of that bad shit that they did to you will free you up emotionally to actually start working on yourself and filling yourself with good, positive emotions and filling yourself with positive energy so that you can actually power through and get through a day without feeling animosity towards your ex and without feeling so lonely and feeling so hurt all the time because of the things that you went through in that relationship. I know it's hard. I've been there, so I get it, but you have to make that choice. It is the most important choice you're going to make. Forgive yourself, forgive your ex, and then start doing that hard work that I know you can do to start moving forward, and you will be able to get past this. It may not seem like it now, but I promise you, I've been there. Other women have been there, and we have all gotten on the other side of that. The thing we did, though, was forgive, and that's the most important part. So you have to make that decision, but you're not going to be able to forgive if you're constantly reminding yourself by following on social media. So make sure that you do that today, like right now. Pause this and go delete everything on social media. Also, get rid of old pictures. That's something that I did. I literally went out and pictures that I was cute in, that I was in pictures with my ex, I cropped them. So I have myself, but I don't have him. And really, that was cathartic on removing him from my life. So I deleted all of the pictures together. I cropped him out of pictures that I wanted to keep of myself. And that actually starts helping you moving towards this forgiveness and healing and, you know, just moving down that path to being a whole person again.
Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.